Pathway of Peace, Week 5, Day 30, Anchored in His Love. Let's read together from Jeremiah 31, verses 3 and 4. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin Israel. Again you will take up your tambourines, and you will go and dance with the joyful. Thought for reflection. As the tears and mascara flowed down her face, I stood and watched with wonder at the love of God. This precious girl came from a Christian home, but after her father had discovered her having an affair, she'd lost her home and her walk with God. But tonight, God had stretched out his hand and touched her. She had wandered into the service with a friend after much persuasion. During the service, I had approached her and asked permission to share a word with her. Calling her by name, I told her that God had given me her name as a sign, as he wanted her to know that she was precious and he had not forgotten her face. But he also wanted to restore joy to her life again and awaken the dancer and all the creativity in her life that had been so crushed. So here she lay on the floor, still crying 2 hours later. Finally, she lifted her head and over the next hours told me her story. An amazing fact was on that very day, in desperation, she called out to God on the street. A short while later, a girlfriend saw her in the street and persuaded her to come to the service with her. Then, through my word, God had called her by her name. More amazingly, the last thing she remembered doing in church before the trouble with her dad had blown her family and world apart was a dance and drama evening where she had actually danced. Tenderly, the Lord had appeared to her, saying, I love you. And suddenly the past years of isolation disappeared and she sobbed as God touched her again. I believe that God is a great restorer. The enemy comes in to steal and crush our identity, but God always comes in to rebuild and lift us back to a right position. But when we are wounded, we need the gentle sound of his love to give us confidence to step out once again. He captivates us with his voice and so draws us out of our hiding place and woos us to stand tall again. As we align our lives back within the love of God, suddenly we feel secure again and joy bubbles up in our spirit. We find that we cannot help but worship, dance and celebrate. We know the security of being anchored in this vast love again, and we cannot help but celebrate. So let's pray. A focus for confession. Father, thank you that you have appeared to me with fresh revelation of your love again and again. Thank you that I know you will come personally to me, just as you have done in the past, to touch me again as I wait for you. Father, I thank you for your voice of love, which draws me and builds me up. I thank you that you know exactly how to connect me and restore me again. Father, I believe days of dancing, celebration and great joy are ahead. I will be securely anchored in your love and carry new freedom in my life. Thank you for your tender voice of love. Amen.